contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, yellow card on the show again. Pete Mosley and Ben Harper, both here from the band. Yellow card was here about, let me see, October 26th.
Wow, that was really a year and a half ago?
Year and a half ago, and they were just getting started now.
No, wait a minute.
Was that a year and a half?
No,
it was got to be a half a year ago.
Like, yeah, 9 months ago. Yeah.
Come on, Drew.
Good enough.
You're a doctor.
Do your math, dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You understand? You make a math slip up like that at the
You're
office.
You're looking at the page. I didn't even see the numbers.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, buddy. All right. Now just start listening and no more talking.
Right, you got it.
It's been enough already.
Yes.
All right.
Are you drinking tonight? I beg your pardon. Last thing I'll say.
Listen, I had a light beer.
Yeah.
I had a light beer.
That's the last drink, but how many leading up to the light beer?
Is that against the rules to do the drinking on the
show? No, but I want to tell when I was drinking. It's always obvious to me.
It's just something to take the edge off. That's all. I got to perform. Do you know what I mean? And it takes a lot out of me as a performer. It's just a little something to take the edge off before I get out there. That's all.
The Culver City Finest won't be listening tonight.
Oh, please. I drive better. You know, my new, I have this, we're here to talk about yellow card tonight, not my driving, but I refuse, and I would ask America to join me in this subtle form of protest, which is the red arrow. Don't
you remember,
sit
this really only pretty
at
much
the red
exists in Southern
arrow.
California.
Okay, if you're listening in the Southern California area, and you're sitting in an intersection where the light is green, by the way. Your light must be green.
But there's a red arrow.
But there's a red arrow that says you cannot turn left, even though there's no cars. You can see the earth curving before you see any headlights down the road. Here's what you do. You turn left like an adult, like a human being. And it's like, well, that could be dangerous. Well, yeah, you could point your car toward an orphanage and just stomp on the accelerator, too. There's many things you could do. I mean, you go home and you could shave and instead just take the razor and jam it in your eye, couldn't you?
Yeah, we better outlaw razors.
Yeah.
Better get rid of it.
We just get rid of everything. So I now here's my thing. I turn left when the arrow is red, I just turn left. That's my new thing. I have done it several thousand times now. Drew, it's been going on for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Not gotten a ticket. You don't sit there like a retard. And by the way, most of the time, you have to wait for the signal to completely... It has to cycle all the way through. It's going to turn red, and you're going to sit there. Now, here's my new move. Now, here's where it's really getting crazy.
It's genius.
Once in a while, I come up to cars, and there's already some lemmings sitting there waiting.
You go around.
I do it from the next lane.
Yeah, nice.
I actually whip around them from the lane that's not even supposed to turn left at.
Yeah.
Still no danger because there's no cars coming the other direction and the lemmings are sitting there. And I'm getting a yellow card in just one second.
Take your time.
I had an old geezer yesterday did the right where it said no right turn on red. Not an arrow or anything, just no right turn on red signal.
Did you go congratulate him?
I turned right. No, I did.
Oh, you did.
And he gave me the, hey, buddy.
He honked at you?
Yeah, he gave me, hey, out of bounds. And I just thought, what kind of pussy this guy must have been, and what kind of pussy are all of you? Stop it, everybody. The stupid arrow wasn't there a year ago. The intersection's been there since 1952. The arrow's been there since April. Just ignore it. Just let everybody do it. And here's all I'm saying. This is all I'm saying, and then it's right to yellow card. Ironically, one of the colors of the signals, by the way,
ironically,
yellow.
It's what you might get for this kind of misbehaving.
Okay, all I'm saying is this. People, listen to me, you lemmings. People are like, oh, well, the arrow says red. Okay, and we told Rosa Parks to get to the back of the bus, but she didn't do it, did she?
Should we also begin smoking on Santa Monica Beach?
Yes, we should be doing the things, we should
that
be doing
do.
These things that adults do. And here's the deal. If everyone ignores the arrow, then we're all safe.
Let's start it here.
Let's start it tonight.
Mass movement.
Ignore the red arrow. If
we all do it,
we're safe.
That's a slippery slope. People might start ignoring all laws after
that's
that.
That's right. Before you know it, we've thumbed our nose at gravity. We're jumping off of a high-rise.
That's building. Who knows, Adam? It's a slippery slope.
I know. Just listen, all you pussies. Forget about the arrow and just turn.
Forget about the slippery slope, too.
You need to turn left when it's safe to turn left. That's how you'll know.
We need to make a list of things people need to do as adults that would not be harmful to anybody else and not put themselves in danger.
Next time you go to the beach and there's a 70-knot wind coming offshore, feel free to light up. If you're a smoker, smoke away. Smoke away on the beach, everybody. See, here's the whole thing, and this is all I'm saying, and that's right to the yellow card interview, because I'm just saying, people look at this as a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a smoker. It's a good thing. Oh, this arrow, that's safer. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. No, understand the difference between this country and all these other countries we make fun of are these retarded laws.
Yes.
These are civil liberties that are slowly being taken away, eroded.
Slowly. Are you kidding?
Quickly,
talk about a slippery slope.
By a bunch of pussies. Secondhand smoke. Turning left when there's no traffic coming. You turn left when it's safe. That's it. And if we would all just start doing it, the laws would go away. If everyone who went to the beach would start smoking, they couldn't enforce it. And even non-smokers. I'm talking about children with emphysema.
With cystic fibrosis.
Nine-year-olds that should be lighting up. And, you know, like a nine-year-old lighting one off another one. Like chain strike. With cystic fibrosis, smoking on the sand. Like I said, like Rosa Parks, taking a stand. Everyone is such a puss. I was going nuts about this last night.
And this is a great topic.
I was just talking to
Jim
about this.
Really?
This is a very people need to toughen up, man.
And they do. And like that old geezer who gave me the, you turn. Listen, Pops pussy. The sign has only been there for a year.
Live a little bit.
The intersection's been there for 50 years. Is it okay? And then people, it's like this. Well, it's like, yeah, but, you know, that's an intersection. Well, you turn when it's safe.
Yes.
That's how you drive. I mean, you drive down the... It's not Autotopia, Disneyland. I can change lanes at any time and hit somebody, can't I?
Sure.
It's incumbent upon you to make decisions that are responsible. Leave that to us. I don't want the man telling us to do that.
That's the thing. To do a lot.
Yeah. If you're at the beach and there's a guy chain smoking and he's upwind of you, then pick up and move or ask him to move. That's it.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fourth of July. Thank you.
Yeah, it's ironic that on the 4th of July we can't light fireworks off because a retarded kid loses an eye every 3 years. Dad thought it'd be a good idea to give him his first Bud Tall before he lit off the cherry bomb at 9, and now none of us can use it. But yeah, think about the symbolism of the 4th of July, what it means in this country, and how it's illegal to use fireworks. And again, it's a handful of F-ups in this country destroying it for the rest of us.
Because of the way we approach that.
Yeah, here's the thing.
We empower that.
Find the guy who F's up and punish him, and let's move forward. Don't punish everybody else, which is essentially what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're all being punished.
These rules and these
we're
laws.
All being punished. That's right. There'll be none of this for you and none of this for you, even though you don't have any history with it, you've never done it before, you can't do it. There you go. You'll be drinking everything. Everything's paper and plastic. You know what it's like to go to Europe? You go to Europe. Yellow card's been to Europe. You actually get to be an adult in Europe. Like when you're in...
He's got a very good point.
When you're in Europe...
Very good point.
Here's what Europe is. Europe is like you're an adult. L.A. is like you're 9 in your grandparents' house.
If you want to see naked people on the TV, you turn to that channel that has the naked people on it.
Right.
And
United States, and especially California, United States, it's like your grandma when you're 9 when you're heading out to the pool. Honey, wait, no, you don't, no glass. No, you don't bring it by the pool. No, that comes in, put it into the Dixie real cup. No, I'm going to actually take the sports page and make it to a funnel. you'd be drink out of that. No, we can't try. It's like, I'm not going to throw the glass into the pool. You understand? No. It happened once. Therefore,
to your retarded cousin.
Yeah, Europe is great. You go to Europe, you actually get to have glass. You get to walk around. You get to drink a beer. And, not every door has one of those pneumatic closers on it that's slamming shut all the time. You can light a cigarette up. My God, you get to be an adult. If I was Europe, by the way, this would be, you know how
your
like
selling point.
Like Disneyland is,
yes,
like, come be a kid again, yes, be a child again. If I was Europe, come to Europe, be an adult. Hey, you want to get laid? Come to Europe. You like a cigarette? You like to have a glass of wine and a cigarette, right? Come to Europe.
Let's not get into
come
Amsterdam.
To Europe. No. And come to Amsterdam and be a felon. Forget about being an adult.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, come to Amsterdam and be,
I think it took a little too far,
be your drunken stepdad.
Yeah.
That's where my Amsterdam thing is. But must be great. Get some fireworks. Get to light fireworks. Get to drink a beer. Get to smoke a cigarette. Oh, huge. Yeah. Yeah, there'll be no lighting fireworks in Los Angeles.
No.
All right, yellow card. What's up?
What's that calls?
No.
How you doing, guys?
Warp Tour, everybody.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the Warp. Good stuff.
Are you guys... Oh, Bad Religion, Newfound Glory, yeah. Some plan. Good Charlotte, No Effects. That's a good lineup this year.
Yeah, we were just amazing. In Las Vegas last night.
Wow.
And
hot
show. When's L.A. Warped?
I was just...
Did I miss that?
A couple days ago, yeah.
Tuesday down in Fullerton.
2 days.
Fullerton. That's not Los Angeles.
No, it's not.
You know how you know? Because you can probably buy fireworks in Fullerton.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have some civil liberties brought back, but I want to overdo it and turn it into Mexico.
Remember, these guys are from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
We did that last time we were here. We did Florida, Germany.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
Florida, do Germany. Don't worry.
Oh, Germany or Florida.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We will. Yeah, in honor of Yellow Card being here tonight, by the way, let's play or Germany or Florida.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Somebody call that in. Yeah.
In fact, Yellow Card are the guys that straighten us out about the different sort of territories within Florida.
Yes.
The Panhandle, Northern Florida, Central
South
Florida,
and North are completely different places.
Remember?
We're from Jacksonville, which is North Florida, which is almost like Georgia with a beach.
Yeah, it's more like Southeast Georgia.
Right.
Where we're from.
Civilized.
Florida
Civilized.
Is it the third biggest state? What do you, second? That Florida's got fourth?
It's up there, man. It's top five.
Gotta be way up there.
Yeah.
And there's many different climates over there. And the California, like, that's another thing.
California's
people don't realize
too,
there's a lot of rednecks and stuff in California.
There is. There is.
Get out to Hammett, Baker, and that.
California's got deserts.
Bakersfield, even.
Yeah, Bakersfield.
Northern California.
Yeah.
San Francisco, like, San Diego, Los Angeles, different countries.
Yeah, San Francisco got the super liberal, ultra
cosmopolitan,
homo, crazy, don't smoke on the beach folks over there. And then you head into Bakersfield, and it's like you're in a Hank Williams video, you know? Junior, I guess.
It's the ZZ Top video, I think.
Yeah.
Florida's the same way. We've got, I remember I grew up next to this place called Palm Valley, and literally it was like a mile or two drives like into the woods from the beach, and it was just all trailer parks and all serious rednecks. Right.
Florida people fish off piers, I hear. Jimmy used to say people just sit around on the, and they fish for their food over there.
You see little bridges and just people are just up there.
We just fish off the bridge while cars are zipping by.
Yeah.
Now, see, by the way, if that was Los Angeles, there'd immediately be a law.
None of that,
yeah, you couldn't
slippery
do that.
Slope.
One Mexican get drunk, fall over.
Came back to cast one time, got a hook in someone's
that'd be it.
One leg. That's it.
That'd be it. Can't do it anymore.
The city gets sued for $15 million.
There'll be none of that. That's right.
Here we
that's
go.
How it works.
Take some calls.
Danielle?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I'm engaged to a guy named Sam. We've been together for 14 months, almost 15.
How old is Sam?
Do what?
How old is Sam?
Sam?
Okay.
Would you? Could you?
This is why you're not supposed to get engaged when you're 17. You bring up the person's name, you repeat the person's name, and they're confused.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's got to turn her amp back or down or something. She's getting like, too much feedback. Like, I remember the big Marshall, big stack of Marshall amps behind her. Like,
is she still there?
Yeah, hold on.
Michelle, Danielle?
Yeah.
How old is Sam?
17.
This is why you should. I told you to come to sound check.
Hey, go pick up the Newsweek this week that talks about how frequent.
Oklahoma. They have grit out there.
Look,
that's all.
Read about all the cheating that goes on in marriages before the age of 30. It's so common. Come on, wait.
Yeah.
Please, dear God, there's no reason.
Get your first divorce out of the way. Let's look at it that way. But just don't spit out any kids, would you please?
No. That's why I'm calling. We're having problems somewhat, and I wondered if the problems could be maybe sexually related because we've had sex, and then I cut him off. I told him I felt it wasn't right, you know, and went against my beliefs, and I wondered if our problems could be from
What are the problems now?
Hold on, by the way, hold on one second. It's just funny that the 17-year-old engaged couple's having difficulty.
They need to see a therapist.
He got a blowout on his moped, and then he sat on my retainer. Yeah. I mean, it's not been a good month. He got a zit. We're this close to prom season. There's been some serious strife in the relationship.
His jeans, mom wouldn't buy a new pair.
Jackass is off the air. I mean, it's really been a difficult period for us as a couple. All right, Daniel. Yeah. When did you stop having sex?
In April.
And what is the problem that you're referring to now? Maybe that's our problem.
Well, we feel that we're almost like drifting apart.
You can't give a guy sex, especially
a 17, 18-year-old
guy, and then stop.
Well, that makes them nuts, A. But B, you also can't speak on behalf of the relationship. You can't say we. You can talk about how you're feeling, and he can talk about how he's feeling.
That's a very good point.
But to say we're drifting apart, we feel this way, that's BS. However you're feeling is how you're feeling. And if you want to try to solve it, try to heal the relationship, so be it. Work on it, if he's willing.
Why,
but at 17,
why,
it wouldn't be such a bad thing to have you guys kind of drift apart, because that's what's supposed to happen.
You stopped having sex because of why?
It's against her beliefs.
All right.
He doesn't have a problem with it. He said, if that's how you feel, that's fine. I can wait.
Right.
And, we haven't told our parents yet, and that's what probably caused the problems. And we're going to wait at least probably 5 years. Maybe we want to get through college
No sex for 5 years. He's not supposed to have sex He's not supposed to have sex from 17 to 22 after having sex. It's going to be tough.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
Okay, is he 17?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And he's not going to have sex with you for 5 years.
He said that he could wait that long if he had to. He didn't have a problem with it.
I don't think he can.
It's interesting.
I don't think guys are capable.
All right, so the question is what?
The question is we're having problems. We're afraid we're drifting apart, and I wondered from not having sex.
It could be for a million reasons.
Big 17. It's
just
not a bad
move
thing.
On. Just go to college. He should go to college somewhere.
Right. It's unfortunate. Maybe we sound sort of harsh saying that, but
yes,
it's okay if this drifts apart. It's a healthy, and it's supposed to happen that way at 17.
You learn from it. I mean,
you go to college. Great plan. Go to college.
And
this will seem like a funny little footnote in your life.
And you should have multiple relationships that don't work or that work and then don't work. It's all experience.
And by the way, the fact that she wants to sort of reestablish her values, excellent. Keep going.
Fine.
Keep going. Right on track.
Right. But you cannot give the guy taste and then reel it in. No. Because
guys can't do that.
You know why? It becomes like...
it's like a
bear.
Shark with chum.
Bear. Once he gets his taste of blood.
Wild animal, blood.
I don't know who decided that, but once the animal got a taste for human blood.
They go crazy.
For human blood, that's it. Once the wolf got the taste for human blood.
Impossible. Yeah. Can't be contained.
No. Gotta put him down.
Goes on a rampage.
Those years, 70s.
Yeah. No, yeah.
70s?
Yeah. 17 to 21.
You can't do that. All right. Let's talk to James. James?
Hey.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
By the way, Adam, what's with curling up my marker?
I don't know. It fell off. Did I pull it off?
You pulled it off.
All right.
You guys there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're here.
Sorry.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. All right. So anyways, last night I was having sex with this girl. I pulled out and the condom was inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
Then this morning I took her to get the morning after pill.
Perfect. You are my hero, James. Mm-hmm.
Before that, you guys are my heroes.
Yeah.
But anyways, my question is just that, all day I've just been, tripping out over this stuff because I don't want to... whatever.
Yo, James.
Oh, everything was going so great.
Yeah, we were having such a great time together.
So they dropped the F-bomb.
Yes, of course you don't want to be a dad. And you're doing exactly what you need to do to prevent that from happening. You took her in within 12 hours of this unprotected or this situation where the condom fell off. About a 90% success rate with the morning after pill. So there you go. You're going to be good. Just relax. This is very unlikely. And if you want to sort of calculate your risks, if she's mid-cycle, the risks obviously are higher than if she's at either extreme of her cycle.
All right. Let's just recap here. The time that you're most fertile or most susceptible. No, don't get the vagina book out.
I'm getting the vagina book.
the time is from you end your period. It's like 15 days after your last day of your period. That's when most women ovulate.
That's
yes,
right. Yes,
and you pretty much got a day in there somewhere. So you
menstruate on beginning of day one. And day 14, here's ovulation. Or you end on day 4 and you day 18 of ovulation.
So it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's just 2 weeks when after you finish your menstruation cycle.
Roughly,
your menstrual cycle, right?
Right.
All right.
That's the way to think of it. And basically, you have really 3 days that the sperm can wait up there.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 day after ovulation,
mm-hmm.
you can get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So it can hang. It can hang and
pounce. The sperm can hang.
It's a.
The sperm will pounce.
The sperm
the egg
will
just
pounce. Right. I understand.
Sometime tonight, I have something to talk about, though. I have a question for you guys.
You got to say it. You can't leave us hanging like that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
right
what
now?
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know, we have close friends in Jacksonville, Florida, and I've noticed that so many of my friends in Florida, in the South, are getting married, having kids, and now that we've lived out here for about 4 years in the West Coast.
Well, they're 35, though. Be fair now. Come on.
No, I mean, like, my friends are 20, you know, and they're. It just happens earlier there.
Right.
It's just happening so
true.
Much more there. It's obvious. And now I just wanted to see if there's... What do you think it is? Because it's the South, the way people are raised there.
I mean, yeah, I think it's the South.
I don't know what it is, man.
It's
obvious.
Well, there is no doubt that the lower socioeconomic brackets... You mentioned trailers.
Well,
the marriage occurs earlier.
It's much slower.
That it is people that are trying to enter that delay. The primary reason for delay is education.
Right.
People are completing their education. Now to really complete a professional education, you're in your late 20s, early 30s.
Right.
And then they think about getting married. So that's one of the big reasons that the people that have access to higher education wait.
Yeah.
People that don't get a little bored, get a little, you know.
Maybe that's anxious. It. And it's just.
They want to start having families.
But,
and they do.
Yeah, it's,
and,
they're,
and
it's
often
like,
their families did the same thing.
Right, you know, even you know, a lot of my friends aren't even married yet, but they're like their girlfriend of 2 years, whatever, they're having a kid, and now they're going to get married. It's just so much,
how old are they?
You know, like we're talking like 22, 23, 24-year-olds. It's happened a lot.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's too young.
I have close friends that could be listening right now, you know, and they're getting married and stuff, and it's just so crazy. And I have a lot of friends out here, but my friends in the South and in Florida, it's happening.
Well, also, the people that come out here or who are even... from here are usually here because they're trying to do something.
Right, exactly.
And career, when you're trying to do something, you put off almost everything and while you try to pursue whatever career you're pursuing. And even the ones, we say, all right, that's fine for people who came out here. What about the people who are out here? A lot of the people that are out here, their folks came out here to do something. Almost everyone who's here came here.
Same thing with Yellow Card. That's why we moved out here to
do something. Came out here to do something.
Shows, you know, be in the business.
Instead, you could be, you know...
Sitting, going to college, and that's what they look for. They look forward to getting married and having the kids. That's what they're waiting for. They're waiting to... Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
I mean, in a way, it's a good thing. The problem is I know too much about our family systems in this country to think for a second that there was an idyllic childhood your friends went through.
I don't know, you know.
It's a good thing that people put a priority in getting married and having a family. It's the hurry to do those, so it's usually a rescue from a unfortunate or unpleasant
family. And a lot of these
origin.
People don't have very big plans in the future, you know what I mean? They're not in...
Well, that's all right,
But it's like, okay.
Listen, I say it all the time. Not everyone can be. If everyone's smart, then no one's smart. We got to have some losers out there so I can feel good
even
about
losers,
myself.
It's just their,
no, we call them losers.
Well, usually says it takes all kinds.
It does
losers.
Take all kinds, but I mean, I'm literally a millionaire, right?
What are you doing, guys?
Literally.
Come on, man.
Literally.
Don't be losers. Don't get married.
If everyone had $1 million, then it'd be no big deal. You see what I'm saying?
Good point.
All right.
Good,
Yellow
though.
Card. No, no, wouldn't, because then I wouldn't literally
I know,
be
you wouldn't be a big deal. You'd be a big casino, but it would be a good thing.
For them, but not for me. I wouldn't feel good about myself.
Oh,
Yellow Card in studio tonight. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll hear a little something off the CD, Ocean Avenue, and we'll do all that after this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete and Ben here tonight from Yellow Card. Ocean Avenue, name of the CD. We fastly approaching platinum.
Yeah. Very true. We've shipped a lot of records.
It's the little record that could. It's been out for almost a year now.
Should we hear one of the songs? Or
no. No. Okay. No. That's not.
Yeah, don't push it.
Not chance that.
It's doing well enough by itself, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But it's nice sometimes to have people. Legs, sorry. Man. Oh, it's those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We should do that.
This will be that song.
Yeah. Although Drew said he had his cat put to sleep this weekend, which makes me feel bad.
I know.
What happened?
Just God,
it was only 4 years 15, old that you're just 15. Tired of caring for it.
Well, that too, but no, 15 got heart failure. This was like, no.
How were the kids?
They're pretty freaked out.
Let me translate. $1,273 it would have cost to make the cat right, as opposed to putting them down.
No, it's
for
not that. What was interesting to me, first of all, veterinarians drive me a little bit crazy.
Drew, you don't like them because you're like, hey, buddy, I'm a real doctor.
No, it's just the thinking isn't right. I'm saying, I brought in cat. I go. Look, we watch this cat deteriorate. He's an old cat. I think, I don't know what can we do here? And he goes, well, I don't know what's going on. I go, well, you hear fluid in his lungs. He's old. It's going to be heart, liver, kidney, or cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and he goes, well, I don't know. I go, how long do cats live? 14.
Right.
The cat's 15. I go, well, in 2 weeks we'll be back here again. I don't know what's going on. So we go through the workup, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's heart failure. Now, drew the fluid out. Now the cat's in extreme distress, and I'm saying, look, come on.
What do they put him down with? They give him a shot?
They give him some sedatives so we can get the kids in to say goodbye and stuff.
The kids came in. Yeah. Oh, the kid's sad?
How old are your kids?
11, triplets. 11.
He had, actually, I had 4 kids. We had one put down. With 2.
Different circumstance. But
it's a whole other.
It's another story.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Gallbladder operation.
I just wouldn't have covered it. For that situation.
It was just cheaper at that point.
But the point is, it was fascinating to me for think that people, even veterinarians, cannot establish a philosophy of care.
Yeah.
When you want to establish comfort for an old biological being who has no chance of survival, who's going to be in misery for months and be in the same place a couple months from now, to say, we want comfort to be the priority of care, people are like, and then finally we go, look, you'd only be keeping the cat alive for us. And he goes, well, that's what I'm used to. I go, let's do it for the cat.
There should be a Kevorkian-type character who just comes to your house, videotapes the cat, puts it on a suicide machine. The cat's actually videotaped the paw, actually flipping the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Man.
Yeah. Let's get rid of them cats. I agree. All right. So now you got the cats down, only dogs to go, right?
Dogs are fine.
How are the kids with the cat?
Pretty freaked out.
Yeah. They don't like that.
No.
I put my cat down when I was like 18. I was bawling like a baby.
Really? But, you're a pussy.
Smart. You got to go say bye. That's the tough part.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
anything,
man.
That's very uncomfortable. It's very unpleasant.
Yeah.
Any kind of death.
There was no going back. This cat was in distress. And I was like, look, this cat.
Well, 14's good. 15. Ripe old age for a cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying last week. You know, they always talk about like dog years and cat years, being like 7 to 1. But you don't hear about the days. You see what I'm saying? Like 5 days. That's like 35 days.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't hear about the days or even the minutes. Like 10 minutes would be like 2 hours to them. You know what I mean? It's always years. What about the days?
What about them?
That's what I'm saying. What about them? All right. Let's hear a song from Yellow Card, yes?
Excellent. Sounds good.
Are you queued up there, whoever you are? Yes? Chris? No, but I don't know if that's Anderson that does it or you. It's you? It's always been that way?
Always,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh? Spin it, baby.
All right. This is a little something called Ocean Avenue.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Corner of Cherry Street.
Yellow Card, everybody. In studio tonight. Almost to a million records, everybody. Let's put it over the top. Yippee. I was thinking Drew was saying he had his cat put down a little earlier tonight. And I was thinking, what percentage of females announce they're going to be veterinarians at some point in their life, and then what actually become vet? What percentage actually become vets?
80%.
No,
90%.
It's got to be about 90%.
90%.
Like 90% of females I've ever met before the age of 14 yeah. announce that they're going to be a vet at some point. Yep. Usually around the age of 9.
Yeah, nine or ten. Yeah.
And now, let me ask you this hypothetical. The amount of males that announce they're going to play sports, not one sport, all sports. If you took basketball, you took all the young little black boys for basketball and all the little white boys for baseball and all the Samoans for football. I don't know who plays. The point is you put them all together.
Yeah.
You took all the males together before the age of, you know, 12 who announced that they were going to be a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Would that number beat the women who announced they were going to be vets?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's close. It's close. But
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The Jewish boys.
Oh.
They don't make that. They're going to be in the front office. They don't make that. Not all the guys. They're
more realistic.
They're more realistic, and they're more boys who know they suck at sports by age 9 or 10. Who got cut from the team or got picked last,
however,
or something
amazed
like that.
How many go? You know, announce they're going to play for the NFL for a few years, and they have to have something to fall back on. That's a routine announcement now.
Yeah. All right. So you would say, what do you guys say? More guys. Now, by the way, this is all sports combined versus women going to be veterinarians.
You say more? Do more guys follow? Say they're going to be.
Yes. Say.
Women not
say
actually
gonna,
follow through.
No. Then women say they're going to be veterinarians.
No women. Oh, there's a handful of lesbians that become veterinarians.
Even myself wanted to be a tight end.
I think every guy. Yeah. Every guy.
Guys.
Even myself.
But I think
I'm saying that between, you know, Pop Warner football and a Little League baseball and just schoolyard whatever getting picked last, there's a handful of guys that are sadly and acutely aware that they're not much good at sports by the third or fourth grade.
But those kids are thinking, I'm going to get there. I'll show them.
Really? The ones that aren't getting picked and
but
stuff?
But here's the deal. The number of males that actually play professional sports must actually be about the same as the girls that the women that actually become veterinarians.
Yes,
really?
Probably
the same number.
Yeah, probably
with all the sports there, arena football.
Oh, you think it's less? He thinks it's less.
Oh, now you've opened it.
Well, I mean, we've got minor league baseball.
Do you think
there's a lot of veterinarians though?
Yeah.
It's a common thing for women to go ahead, or you know, young girls.
We're gonna get on the internet and find this out.
I'm sure we can. You guys should probably do your own poll.
Yeah.
All right, we have a question for the band. By the way, Melissa.
Yes. Hi.
26.
Yes.
What's up?
26.
Whoa.
26.
Yeah.
Go.
I was just wanting to know when your next video was out.
I actually aired today on MTV2.
Do you say you were an extra in it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thanks for coming out to that shoot, by the way.
Oh, you guys are so cool.
Thanks. It was fun. It was the first time we actually had hit our own fans there for the performance footage. It was really cool.
Well, you'd have to hire the band.
Not even. We'd never done a performance footage for a video. Huh. It was just us, you know, no actual crowd.
Melissa.
Yes.
Did you ever want to be a veterinarian at any point?
Yes, actually, when I was 13, I believe.
13.
There we go.
A little right away with it, but yeah.
One for one.
Well, and all it's right. hard to ask us who are guys.
And you are a veterinarian now.
What are you doing now?
I'm kind of unemployed right now.
Right now, she's unemployed.
Shut up.
All right.
She wants to be an extra in a music video.
What's your... Do you have a field? Do you have any training?
Criminal justice.
Wow.
Nice.
All right. And you can't get a gig?
I haven't really...
That means working in a prison.
Oh. You working in a prison?
No, but I'd actually like to.
All right. Wow. I'm sure the fellas would like you to show up, too.
MTV2, check it out. It's on today.
Oh.
Or tonight.
We don't get that here.
Go to a friend's house.
What do you mean here? Where are you? You're in Los Angeles.
I got it at my apartment.
You call it from Shreveport.
But yeah, it's MTV2, and you can see it online, too.
You got to get online, or ask for it. We don't get that
my
here.
MTV, yeah.
What is it? Tracy, are you
I
a guy?
Yeah, no, I'm a girl.
Oh, you're a girl.
Yes.
All right. How old were you when you decided you wanted to work with animals?
When I'm, I don't want to work with animals.
No, but what you, at one point in your life.
I have never actually wanted to. I still have the same dreams as I did when I was 3 years old.
Which are what?
To become a brain surgeon, neurosurgeon.
You actually dreamed that you wanted to be a brain surgeon at 3 years old?
Yeah. Well, I don't even people used to ask me, and I used to tell them.
All right.
Yeah, I wonder who
And nothing, nothing with horses, even? Because that's the second one. Something with horses.
Well, maybe when I was like 8 or 9, I said I wanted to be a vet just because my cat got...
All right. Don't argue with me. Well, maybe when I was younger. The people are so stupid. How could this... Would you want this broad working on your brain? Sweetie, yeah, you know, you're holding the scalpel by the business end. Go ahead and turn that. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's called a gamma knife. Yeah, that's, be careful, sweetie. Put the protective goggles on. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about when you're 8 or 9. What chick? All right, let's get it together. Let's go. Let's break it down now. Hey, gravity. Hey, gentlemen, break it down. When I say gentlemen, I use that term loosely. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And I'm dedicating the rest of the show into finding out what
we got to do. Germany, Florida, though.
We got to Florida, Germany. Germany, is it Germany, Florida?
Oh, Germany or Florida?
Yeah, there's the theme. Germany or there's Florida. The theme. All right.
That wasn't there last
time.
That's
Tracy. Okay, we got to take a break. But what about Brittany? We got to
talk. Let's talk to you real quick,
Brittany.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis, sex myth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Ann, how old were you when you wanted to be a veterinarian? Producer Ann. Nine. Perfect.
Brittany.
And you are a veterinarian. No, wait.
Brittany.
Yes?
All right. Did you ever want to work with animals? I think veterinarians confuse
us. Yes, I did when I was like 9.
9.
All right. That's hold on a second. Prime. All right. Let's take a little break.
4 for 4.
Yeah.
We need some guys now to interview.
8 for me. That's Anderson.
8, you're going to play professional hockey?
No, I wanted to be his vet. Ooh. I'm gay, though, right, Adam?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to be a hockey player.
No, I can't even stand on skates. I just love the sport.
Football?
Negative.
All right.
You never want to be a professional athlete?
He's not a jock.
Yes, he was. I wanted to be an undercover cop, though.
Anderson's a rebel.
You want to be a what?
I want to be an undercover cop because I watched a lot of Miami Vice growing up.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Drew, we'll find out about the guys. I'm telling you, it's a higher percentage of women.
Evidently.
It's
well, so far.
The 80s is a very low estimate. Yeah, it's probably more into the 90s. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Yellow card in the studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Adam, that is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete and Ben here tonight from Yellow Card. Ocean Avenue, name of the CD. Oh, so many things to talk about. I got your fireworks. I got to lease my dad a car. I got trouble. I don't know what to do.
Same car.
I had some good suggestions. I could really use the listener's help tonight. He needs to be punished. But yeah. I'm not sure how to punish him, and like maybe he's too old.
Punished because doesn't appreciate the car. Leases it, then stores it, doesn't drive it.
Let me ask the Yellow Cardians this. I've been leasing my dad a car for 5 years, right? Just because I can.
Same car?
Same car. Luxury. Q45. Oh, you know, $55,000 car, right? The last like 10 times I've seen him, he hasn't been driving the car. He's been driving my stepmom's $14,000 minivan, basically, with the beige cloth interior and the, shifter column up on the tree there, you know. And I've said to him a couple times, like, first, I thought he wasn't driving the car because my stepmom...
Driving it.
It was no angel, by the way. Okay, that's well, by the way, I never even thought about that. She was bitchy to me when I grew up.
Imagine what he's living with.
Now I'm... Yeah, no, that's not the point. Oh. I'm leasing her $55,000 car.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the car is like, $600 a month plus insurance. It's probably about $800 a month for the last 5 years. Starts to add up, right? Literally a millionaire, so I can absorb it. But the last 10 times I see the guy, he's driving my stepmom's crappy minivan. And I say to, and meanwhile, he's got to turn the car in, and it's under the mileage. Meanwhile, you know, 12,000 a year, and he probably drives at 7,500 miles a year or something like that. So finally I say to him, why are you driving the minivan? Where's your, I got you a nice car. Why aren't you driving that? And he says, gas prices through the roof. Now, he lives about 4 miles from my house. His car gets 20 in the city, and the other car gets 30. It's really 33 cents there and back is the gas price. But anyway, and we're talking about leasing him a new car because this thing's coming up in a few weeks. Now, so I say to him, I give him a talk, and I say, look, Dad, you got a nice car. The gas, 25, 30 cents. Drive the nice car. Plus, you got to turn the thing in a couple of weeks, and you're under the mileage on it. Enjoy yourself a little bit. I see him a week later. He's driving the van again. Now, I get a message from him the other night that says, I got to turn this car in, and I know we were talking. Not being an a-hole, just saying we were talking about getting me a new car. I think we're going to have to kind of get on that now because I got to turn this in. Now, here's your question. What do I do?
You either get him a...
Someone told me today, get him a van. Get him the same van.
Well, you
driving
can
around.
Do that.
That's, get the ugliest car on the market.
Though. No. Realistically. Get a Prius.
Just give him
a green car. Get him a green car. Prius. You know, all the green hybrid cars.
Yeah.
Or get him like a Hummer. Get him like a
yeah, that's a funny joke. I spent $75,000
on
an automobile.
Or an SUV. So some huge
gas vehicle. We never drive that.
He gets his way.
The gas thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get him a Honda Element.
I'm just saying, your joke would be funny if it wasn't cost me $1,100 a month for 5 years. You understand?
Right, understood. Get him a Prius.
All right. Here's really the question. Do you sit down and have a blowout with him? Do you like, hey, listen, old man, what the hell are you thinking? It's a slap in the face. Do you do that?
No.
Or do you have no conversation?
Oh, you have a little conversation.
You really should have. You really should say.
You don't have a blowout, but you have a conversation. Like, hey, look, I've noticed you don't really like these luxury cars.
Not don't like these luxury cars.
Won't drive them.
Won't drive it because gas went up a 13th of a nickel.
So let's get a green car.
A green car. Little car.
Little green car.
Okay. That's good. And then I save some money.
You save some money.
This is perfect.
You're going with this.
You know what? It's perfect punishment. It's like, you know, yeah. I was going to get you the Jag.
No, I was going to get you the Bentley.
I was going to get you the Maybach.
Yeah.
That's a custom made. That's $300,000. That's the Burl Walnut and all that. Whatever. Yeah. The point is, mileage, not for you.
No.
You need a Sprint. That's a three-cylinder automobile. I think they still make them. I know a guy can get me one. He can smuggle it out of Cuba. It's going to be great. I put a fresh coat of primer on it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. And you know the great thing about it? No air conditioning, because that robs the engine of power. And that affects
and
your mileage. That affects
yeah,
your
absolutely.
Mileage. That affects it. All right, so that's it. So I say, I can see how thrifty you are. And I don't want
to
put you in that position.
I know it suits your values.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll give him a moped, yeah. Like a solar-powered moped.
Those little tiny motorcycles.
Get the one with the wheels the size of shopping carts. Perfect. All right. Well, now we've taken no calls, Drew, because you've monopolized the whole thing talking about my dad.
Okay.
All right. Yellow card in here tonight. This is going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to talk to you about it tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pete and Ben here tonight from Yellow Card. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Getting a little hernia surgery done on Wednesday.
Man, and, I cannot wait for that.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I'm
a little scruffy down there where they got to work, and we talked about this.
Yeah.
Should I do a little pruning before I head in?
Yes.
My balls look like the chin of an old Chinaman.
Otherwise, yeah. they're going to have to get those mulching devices there.
I'm just saying, seriously, but here's the thing. Like, I don't want them to think that I shave my sack or my groin, you know?
They won't, don't worry. You know what I mean?
No, but here...
You have to do some work to make
it
think
honestly, I really do mean it. It's not ball
just
sack
de-bulk
area.
It. Debulk it.
That's what I mean. I want to thin it out, like hit it with a Flo-Bee or something before they have to bust out the Bic.
Yeah.
Would they appreciate that? Should I ask them?
No, just go ahead and do it.
No, I shouldn't ask them?
No, just go ahead and do it. It will not matter to them one way or the other, reality is.
I'm just saying they could spend, the anesthesia could wear off while they were still trying to clear the hair out.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I think you need to do, a little debulking.
Plus, I don't...
You have to bring the mulcher in there, too. Could take some time.
Stop kidding around, would you? I'm undergoing a very important.
It could be a kind gesture.
Surgery.
It could be a kind gesture.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I I have.
Oh, you got a show.
A
you
lot
got
a show.
No, I'm not going to show, please. But I have prodigious amounts of top pube. And that's the area that I need to be worked on.
Well, they're
going to
work the whole thing out. They're going to get rid of everything everywhere there. But
they'll get rid of everything.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all right.
So they do it for you.
Bring it down a little bit.
Should I? Okay. Well, I'm saying I go in tomorrow to, talk to the guy. Should I say to him?
Yeah, go ahead. You can ask the surgeon. Yeah, sure.
Just buzz it off. You know what I mean?
Should I just say? Should
no,
I do
but it, because it's going to look like the floor of a Harlem barber shop. I mean, is there like in the 70s when black guys would go into the military and they just buzz off that huge Dr. J. Fro?
Yes.
That's what's going to be on the floor.
That's right.
There's going to be hair everywhere.
And these are laminar flow rooms and stuff. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, they're going to have to move me.
Yeah.
I should do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going in to see him tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going in to get, I don't know, the blood work.
Oh,
and
you won't see him.
I won't see the guy.
No, you bet the Huntington.
They do the blood and the whatever. It's good times. I'm not complaining.
I got to go tell the nurse what to expect.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I have ways people could improve. Oh. That's all. Jean?
Hello?
28?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing, you're a vet. I'm just calling in because I'm a veterinarian.
Ah. And when did you decide you wanted to be a veterinarian?
When I was 23.
When you're 23.
So ironically, the women that become veterinarians do not declare at 9 that they're going to be a veterinarian.
Actually, no. There are a lot of people in my class who wanted to be vets from when they were like 3 or 4 years old.
Hmm. What did you want to be when you were 8 years old?
I'm sorry?
What did you want to be when you were 8 years old?
When I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a human doctor.
No, I wanted to be a regular doctor.
Yes.
All right. And you just couldn't cut it. That's Drew's theory.
Actually, I did get into medical school, but I think people are kind of gross.
Yeah.
People are gross.
In a way, you work with animals, it's like, and by the way, you lose one, it's like, oh, you just, right into the garbage disposal. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, but let's be honest. You lose, you're working on a kid and you lose and the folks are in the, you got a deal. That's heavy drama there. You got an old cat, an old dog in there, Something goes wrong. And by the way, the dog has no way of complaining.
Right, the animal is not complaining.
Ironically, cannot rat you out.
They're
not suing. They can't say what you screwed up.
You don't really understand their emotions. You don't really know what's going on.
Well, you do, but the point is that vets don't get sued the way doctors. They can.
Right. All right. So Gene is a vet, but ironically didn't want to be one until later on. Should we talk to Tracy over here, who we spoke to before? Do we want to keep going with my informal vet poll?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to Jesse.
No males on the line.
What about Layla?
William. Ask William when he wanted to be a professional sport player.
William? Okay. See if he wanted to be a professional athlete. William?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you ever
declare
of becoming a professional athlete?
Well, my goal is to become a PE teacher in high school, so no, not really.
So when you were 10 years old, you didn't want to play shortstop for the Dodgers?
No, not really.
No, never thought about playing professional anything?
No, I'm pretty lame at sports.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
You see, this is my argument. Yeah. I think guys, see, here's
less likely.
Nine-year-old chick, chicks don't know they're dumb until later on in life. By then, it's too late. No, they don't know. Listen, nine-year-old chicks don't have no idea.
By the way, nine-year-olds are kicking their male counterparts' butts at that age.
Right, Asians. Nine-year-old white chicks don't know that they don't have the goods for what it takes to get through, medical college and biology and all this kind of stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? They just think of that. Whereas guys, there's 10-year-old guys who know they suck. You know what I mean? Throwing the ball hits them in the forehead. They know they're bad.
Yeah. Right.
That's young William. Should we talk to Tracy?
Let's fish with Tracy, yeah.
Tracy?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, I just have a question about alcoholism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Drew always says that it's not the amount and how often you drink it, right?
It's the consequences, yeah, and the family history.
Yeah, and a family history?
Yeah.
And I have, I have 25 aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. And all of them are alcoholics.
Are you North American Indian descent by any chance?
No, I'm Navajo.
That would be North American Indian.
Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, I see. I guess
so. What is that?
That's Eastern India.
I can barely hear you.
Sure, like New Delhi.
No, Navajo. In fact, the when I see family systems where the incidence of alcoholism approaches 100%, in other words, all the siblings, all the aunts and uncles, it's, in my experience, always North American Indian descent, and interestingly, usually either Navajo or Cherokee.
Wow.
And I don't know what it is about those genetics that really stack
just
up.
Runs in the family or whatnot.
Yeah.
But Drew, we got to write that down.
What? Not? Are you North American Indian?
No.
I'm a Navajo.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's
genes.
So random.
Genetics.
What about Irish? I mean,
Irish and Scottish have a high incidence too, and Central Europeans and certain parts of Africa. But alcoholism is a genetic disorder.
That's its racist history. You can't say that. Everyone's
you either
the
get the genes.
We're all the same.
You either get
exactly.
The genes.
I mean, you could go there. You
can't
totally
say that.
You either have the gene or you don't.
We're all the same. Everything's
if you don't
the same.
Have the gene for this disease,
no
you don't get it.
In any of them.
You don't get it.
Everyone's the same, Drew.
That's right.
You can never say that.
All humans are the same.
Everything's the same. All cultures, all religions, all people.
Everyone's hair color, skin color, all the same.
It's all. It's all. There's no different in. There's only good
height.
Different. There's never bad different. If there is a difference, it's good. It's not alcoholism.
No, it's just different.
It's just different. Yeah. We can't judge. Cannot judge. Impossible to judge. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, well, let's see. This past year, my sophomore year of high school, me and my friend Carrie, my best friend.
You know Carrie.
Carrie?
Really Carrie.
Sweet girl. Sweet girl.
Not Navajo. Not North American Indian either.
No, she's white.
White. Okay.
And so, we got into drinking a lot. We used to even drink at school, which got, you know, really out of hand. And I stopped back on it because of my family history. And I have too many future plans to get my life screwed up or anything.
Good.
Right.
And so I cut back for a long, long time. And then a couple of nights ago, I went to a graduation party. And everyone was drinking or whatever. And then there was this guy. We were picking up trash for the family because we felt bad, you know. And,
I like that person who hangs out and cleans up after the party.
He brushed his hand up my leg and, like, grabbed my crotch, and I had no idea what to do. So
how old a guy is this?
Excuse me?
How old a guy was this?
Oh, he was, I think he's, like, 17.
Okay.
Wow.
Something like that. He was drinking, and I think he was stoned, too. I'm not sure. But
and he was hanging out picking up garbage, but
he was hanging out because Tracy was hanging out.
Yeah, smart.
Bottom line.
Yeah,
whenever a guy, by the way, like 17-year-old guys, y'all hang out and pitch in. What do you guys need? Yeah, that means he's just really, he's there for rape.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
No, he's just finding a reason to hang out by some girl.
I just saw one of those commercials, you know, that and the guy and he smokes and then he seems sitting down with the girl and he's like reaching over trying to get down her shirt, those little infomercials.
Sure, sure. Very important.
He's stoned.
Yeah, that's what marijuana does.
So it's all boundaries. What's the question?
It's horrible.
If anyone's ever been high, you don't know. You think you can fly, man.
Okay, so, first thing I forgot to tell you, I am a cutter. I do cut my
cutter.
You're a cutter.
All right. Can't judge.
So I usually feel like crap just about myself, and I usually hate myself most of the time.
Were you abused in some way growing up?
Yeah. My dad was pretty much emotionally distant, and let's see.
Did you have some physical abuse in there, too? What?
Excuse me?
Some physical abuse in there, too?
Physical, yes, by both my parents. And I'm an only child, so...
Chief
Withholding
Cloud.
Withholding Cloud?
Yeah. It was very passive Indian. It didn't talk. It didn't do anything.
And Mama Bullwhip, though.
Yeah.
But listen, here, Tracy, the deal is that's why you were so immobilized by this experience of this guy violating your body boundaries. When you've been physically abused as a child, you sort of have a learned passivity. You learn to freeze in response to people overpowering you.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is. And so this guy knew somehow that you were a good victim. He victimized you, and you froze just like a good victim.
All right. But listen, baby doll, you got 25 aunts and uncles who are all alcoholics.
You're an alcoholic.
Let's break the chain.
Let's
go now.
Yeah, see, that's the question.
Yeah.
I told my friend about this, and, like, he thinks I'm this big alcoholic. And, I'm just wondering if I am because I just
drinking
felt bad
at school?
About myself because of
Tracy, you are an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Let's be really clear about it.
Yeah,
no doubt you meet every criteria. You may not be a severe alcoholic yet, but it's a progressive disease, and there will be further consequences down the line.
Seeing a lot of commercials for Indian gaming, by the way, so there must be some push going on. But
you and I are going to get an invitation to come to
a lot of very stern looking Indian guys going. It's like. This was my life before slot machines. And a guy's living in a gardening shed, you know, and he said, drinking motor oil. It's like, now Round Eyes come and giving us quarters. And now look at us. And it's like, you don't find that a little bit pathetic that you're just in abject poverty before drunken guys from Iowa just came and started spending their retirement money at your crappy themed
place? That's crazy talk.
Crazy talk.
Coincidentally, that's his name, right?
Yeah. I know. Like, you really think gambling's, it's like gambling saved me? Saved us? Other people's horrible addictions of throwing their money into machines has now given us new life. See what it's done? Look what it's done. It's like, okay, it's giving you money, but I don't know. It seems like a sort of dangerous, slightly retarded message, which is, here's the thing. We would still be living in these corrugated tin sheds had not the white developer come put the teepee-shaped casino on the land and had a bunch of a busload of guys from Branson come and drop some quarters off. We would still be living in the shack. Thanks for dropping the money off, fellas. Really? That's it? How about how about you get an education, get a job? How about that part, huh? What about that? How about you get a job? How about you get out of bed, put down the fire water, get a goddamn job? How about that? Or is this good? We should. How about we put a slot machine in your shack? How about that? Put one in your car. Where else can we put a slot machine? This country with the gambling. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's illegal. The horses are fine. The dogs are fine. The football you can't gamble on. You can play 21 in Vegas. Here you get to play Pigao in Texas Hold'em. Well, what's going on? The lottery, the Powerball's up to, $280 million in the Midwest. What is it? Are we into it, or is it illegal? Is it bad? Is gambling bad or good? Do you know what I mean? Can we decide?
Horse racing, good.
Horse racing, good. Let me write this down. Horse racing, good.
Good.
Yes.
Gambling on football game, bad.
Football.
Bad.
Football's bad.
Bad.
What about other sports?
Bad.
Other sports, bad.
Bad.
But not something like highlight.
Good.
That's good.
In certain areas.
That's a sport. Okay, in certain areas. All right, in dog racing.
Good in certain areas.
Certain areas.
But in others, inhumane and bad.
And bad. And 21?
Bad. Bad.
What about Nevada?
Good.
Oh, it's good. Okay. And the lottery?
That's good.
That's good.
In some states.
That's good.
Bad in most states.
All right. And it's okay. You can gamble in certain states that don't have gambling if we put you on a barge and set you on a fake river.
River's good. All gambling is good
on
water. 8 foot
from shore because now you're in international waters. Like, are we retards? Just legalize the stupid gambling.
Or
build
not.
A boat on a barge. Yeah, shove people out on a barge 4 feet from land. Hey, it's not even land having. Just dig a hole and fill it with water, and you put a boat on it. It's no engine on the boat, a rudder or anything, no keel. It just sits there, and then
good.
You just climb on it. Gamble.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Shaped like a river.
That's
boat.
Good.
Yeah.
It's all forms, then.
Okay.
Yes, we are retarded.
Yeah. Okay.
Slippery slope, though, Adam.
Very
slippery slope.
Yeah. Gambling. Slope. Very, very. But it's helped the Indians, this gambling. It's a good thing for them.
Good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, couldn't get a job. All right. It's a good thing. William?
Yes.
Look, it's really pathetic. I just find the whole thing miserable and pathetic. I mean, just go ahead and legalize gambling.
I do a fair amount of reading about the foundation of this kind of stuff. Then I feel how pathetic we are. Then I really get upset.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And by the way, someone could probably argue that gambling was probably the number one addiction in this country. If you're going to look
nicotine.
At it, is it a?
We were just
an addiction.
In Vegas after, last night. Tell you the truth,
nicotine.
I was.
Yeah.
And today, this morning, I was at the tables playing. I woke up. I had an hour before to go to the airport, and I had to.
Were you down?
No,
you
I lost.
The reality is, I think they're all kidding aside. We don't know what to do with that behavior.
Yeah.
We
with
really don't. We don't know what to do with it.
No.
It's been around since eternity,
it's like
since civilization.
In a way, though.
I mean, it's adult entertainment, but for some people it becomes a problem, and it tends to promote vice.
Yeah. Right. Well, for some people, that's
sex.
Just it. For some people, alcohol becomes a problem. For some
but
people, whatever becomes a problem.
It's like anything else.
Prohibition,
yeah,
the question then becomes, is prohibition the way to do things or not?
No.
And then we get weird. Then it's like, well, it isn't sometime, but it's not. But okay, now we're screwed.
What you don't need to do is have a lottery commercial going every 10 seconds. That's what you don't know. The lottery sends the wrong message, which is, look, you're an idiot. Your life, your life has amounted to nothing. You might get lucky and salvage something before you die. You take a chance. Take a chance. The idea that you're taking your future and putting it up to chance, instead of saying the message should be, hey, work hard, study hard, get a degree, do an apprenticeship, intern, whatever it takes, work your way up the ladder, scratch and claw, and you'll get something. Not this could be your lucky day. That's a horrible message from a government to send to its people.
That's like, why they're talking about schools.
Nothing's going to happen, but you could get lucky.
Right.
You could get lucky. What do you mean lucky? You should be busting your ass. That you want to get something, go get it. Don't wait and get lucky. Okay, giving you little tips. I like the tips too. I use a birthday to my great grandson. Okay, thanks. Let me write that down. When is that? Let's see, 11/27, 61. Okay, well that's a winner because that's when your retarded kid was born. That's fantastic. All right. I think the lottery is the most ridiculous thing. And I'm just tired of just sort of people wearing slippers and house coats who are toothless spending my government money that I give them once a month to exist off of on lottery. William?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
I just had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Back in October, I tried cocaine for the first time, and I ended up in the hospital. And ever since, I've been having, like, real bad chest pains.
So did you
blow one time?
Yeah.
And you ended up in the hospital?
I consumed a lot of it the one time.
Lightweight.
What? No, did you smoke it or just did you snort it?
No, I just snorted it.
And
lightweight.
What symptom caused you to go to the hospital?
Well, I just like started feeling short of breath and like my whole arm started getting numb.
Okay,
and
all right. So keep going. What's your question?
Well, like, do you think something's like still wrong? Because the pains like are still as bad and I'm just worried about, like, long-term effects.
How much coke did you do?
Well, I started out with, I bought 7 grams, and I consumed it, like, in a 12-hour period.
Wow.
7 grams? Is that 2 8-balls?
That's half an 8-ball.
Half, yeah, 16 grams. Then.
No. Wait a minute. 7 grams is half.
That's a lot.
Wait a minute.
That's a lot. That's 2 8-balls.
That's 2 8-balls. Yeah.
No, 14 grams is an 8-ball.
No, it's not.
No.
Yes, it is.
Hey, whatever. Okay. Right, whatever. Here's the deal.
Getting angry now.
Wait, listen. William, I'm sure they did an EKG and they cleared you. You didn't have a heart attack at the time you went to the emergency room, right?
Well, yeah, they did one, and I've been back to the doctor like 4 times, and I've had one each time, and he said I'm fine. And he's
all right, so you're fine.
Hold on. Chris, get on the internet and find out how much an 8-ball is. Hurry. And I know you know, but you're not saying anything because you don't want to think you know.
If you want any further evaluation, the workup would be an echocardiogram, a stress EKG, and seeing a cardiologist.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, hang on a second. And you can get what are called subendocardial injuries from cocaine that causes your heart rate to go up, your oxygen demands go up, and your blood vessels constrict. And you can get damage to the inner surface of the heart, but it usually doesn't cause a fixed cardiac problem that would cause you ongoing chest pain necessarily. Though sometimes people do blow their mitral valves and that can cause some chest pain.
Could that happen after one?
A big one like this, yeah.
All right, let me say this. First off, you never did coke before, so you decided to do 14 grams?
No, seven.
How does that work?
You decided to do 7 grams. So.
Well, like I smoked pot for like 3 years, you know, and that was like a free time.
Seven grams of coke is a lot of coke.
Seriously, it's like.
Yeah, that's
It was 12-hour period. It wasn't like...
Yeah, but what... Adam's question is, you've never done it before,
so you just do this huge amount. You do a Rick James amount of cocaine. Never doing coke. I mean, here's the coke reality.
It's 2 grams an hour.
If you never did coke before, and or even you just did it recreationally, doing a gram over the course of the night is a pretty good party.
Well,
seven is a ton.
Like I just kept on doing it because I didn't feel anything. All I felt my nose.
Maybe you
was
some
just
bug
like
stuff.
Stuff. No. That's it.
All right, hold on a second. First off, holes in this guy's story.
Whatever.
You don't never do coke.
I know.
But this guy's 21. He's an idiot. He doesn't have $800-$900 to throw away on coke. How much? We'll find out how much coke is in an 8-ball.
It's an 8-ball.
It's an eighth of an ounce.
I could probably call someone that might know.
What, 3.5 grams?
Yeah, it's like 3 grams. I wish I could strangle people through the...
Whatever.
An 8-ball would be like an eighth. It's an eighth.
Where do you get... What do you do for a living?
Eighth of an ounce, which would
what
be...
What I do for a living? I do bus wraps for, like, tours and stuff like that.
You do what?
I do bus like wraps. Bus wraps, like car wraps, you know, for bands. And
it's like when you see a Beastie Boys van drive by.
Yeah. Oh, you put it on the
promotional marketing on bands.
Yeah, okay. And it's like self-contractors, so...
All right. All right.
That's good.
All right, that's good times. Now, you just hang on. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
All right, so there's nothing he can do really now, is there?
Like I said, stress evaluation, EKG, cardiologist, that's fine. Go do all that, and then you'll be completely cleared. And beyond that, if you're still having chest pain, it's anxiety. And a lot of cocaine can induce anxiety disorders, and you sound depressed, you sound anxious, and so you're just the kind of person that would be getting chest pain from anxiety.
All right, come on. Chris.
I'll go do it.
Sounds like his dealer's taking him for the loop.
Go do it.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. Drew's going to go find out how much coke is in an 8-ball.
See, his dealer's telling him something else and giving him fake stuff, so he has no idea what's going on.
Now, young William just said it was it half an 8-ball, he said? Or he said 7? Yeah,
he said 14 grams was an 8-ball, I think.
Yeah, he said 14 grams.
So he said he did half an 8-ball.
8-ball is slang for an 8.
That's right.
8-ball is slang for an 8, eighth of an ounce, which would be...
3.5.
8, exactly.
3.5, yeah.
Hey, William.
Yeah.
Are you listening, jack off?
Yeah.
3.5 is an 8-ball.
It's 7.
Not 14, you idiot.
No, it's 7.
It's not 7
no,
either.
No, first you said 14.
You said you did half an 8-ball.
Which is 7 grams.
No.
No, half an 8-ball. 7 grams is 2 8-balls, you idiot.
Dude, I'm Mexican. I know these people.
All right. Oh. All right, that explains it. All right, now, I don't know.
Hey, man, we're in a band,
this
man.
A bogus
we know.
Call. We don't believe you now.
Well,
yes, he's full of crap. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Never done coke before, and I did 2 8-balls.
And you say you smoke a bunch of 14, pot. You should know the terminology and
get it together. Ben and Pete here, by the way, know the difference between an 8-ball, a gram, a lid, and
honestly,
a kilo.
We don't.
Believe you me. Ooh, Drill, a nice fart go. Get over here. That's a good one. Wow.
I couldn't go back in there after a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Another 10 minutes, Engineer Chris can turn your mic on. You want to try? No? All right, it's good. All right, we better clear out of here. We'll take a break.
No.
Yeah? Yeah?
No.
All right, let me fan it. Let me fan it.
That's
right, yeah. Now, you guys,
I'm looking up lid.
Drew, you getting anything?
Ooh, lid.
You getting anything?
What is a lid?
Anything?
I don't even know what a lid is.
Yeah, what is a lid?
Never heard of a lid before.
That's pot. That's 70s pot.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right, we'll take a break. 8-ball's here tonight. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pete and Ben here tonight from Yellow Card. We're going to hear something off the newish CD, almost a year old, in Clawing Toward Platinum.
Clawing, barely made it.
Let me ask you this.
It's got legs.
Should we hear it now?
We should.
Okay, but ask me first.
What?
What is that?
The Olsen twins. What's going on with them?
They turned 18. All of a sudden, they got all these problems.
Drew did a movie with them.
I did not notice any problems. And I know not only that.
Drew, you're not doing. You know, now here's the whole thing about Drew. Drew has, his Hippocratic oath and everything. He can't squeal on his people. But Drew will give you a look or give the I can't talk about it, which always means, okay, something's up. You never did that with the Olsen twins.
No, I didn't say that. No.
And I brought up a week or two before the whole eating disorder, whatever, I said, well, one of them looks like
we
got an eating disorder or something or on drugs or something, and you denied it.
No, I didn't
you
deny
flatly
it.
Denied it. Yes,
I said. I just said I don't know of anything that professionally worked hard. They did great, and we talked about those. If we had been living that life, we'd have an eating disorder, drug problem ourselves, right?
Yeah,
it'd be a surprise.
The eating disorder would be eating too much.
Whatever,
you guys. I'm sorry to interrupt really quick, but this I have another serious question that relates just
Go
to
ahead.
This. I have a friend in Texas. She's a girl, and 2 years ago, she has lost so much weight since, I've seen her last that it's scary.
Eating disorder.
it's eating disorder or is it drugs? That's my question.
They go hand in hand. Worse? They can be both sometimes.
Disease or is it? Honestly.
We're just guessing.
In a matter of like a year, and she's what? Not even, she's 20 years old, 19 years old.
You just really smoked this fire.
Yeah, but first there was evidence of drugs, right?
Well, she had mentioned doing some, what we were talking about earlier.
All right, so she's doing drugs.
Sorry to interrupt, but.
So there you go. So it's probably a little bit of both. But drugs, when there's addiction,
honestly, she looks like a freaking Somali. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just the pressure on women today to look.
No.
It's, I mean, really? It's like skin. It's scary, like it's skinny.
Trauma survivor plus addiction.
She was
It's a real common combination that ends up with eating disorder. But really, the addiction part is what needs to be treated, though. And oftentimes, when you treat the addiction, the eating disorder settles down too. But the eating disorder,
blow like that for a certain time is not going to just
speed.
Take off.
Speed, they go like hell.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, get her some help.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mary-Kate and Ashley, I never saw anything same but thing. Total professionalism. And People Magazine quoted me on an interview I did not give.
Really?
It's a bizarre thing.
And I did it for you, actually.
Thank you. I'm glad I can understand where it came from.
I got nailed both of them.
They refer me as a psychologist. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre quote. Nothing I even said anything about. I mean, things I have thought and said maybe that she's, in my case, delightful. She's a delightful young girl. She was great.
Sure. Delight. All right.
Wow.
And here's my thing. Whenever people have asked me.
True. By the way, what kind of doctor are you?
Did I miss
it? What kind of addictionologist are you that you missed it?
Yeah.
You work with these girls for 2 months in Canada. You know nothing.
That's the flip side to this.
Yeah. Yet you call me an alcoholic every night. How dare you?
You tell me about all your behaviors.
Okay.
But now I lost my train of thought.
Good.
Wait.
Let's take a call. We got to hear a song.
All right,
just quiet. Alan?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I only have one testicle, and I was wondering if it reduces the chances of my having kids.
No. Well, if there's something wrong with that last remaining testicle, you only need one. It will compensate.
I didn't know if it reduces the chances at all or anything.
No. You should be fine.
And by the way...
I made slightly reduced.
Who removed the testicle?
When I was born, one was wrapped around the other one, and they had to remove one, and then a year later, there was a hernia on the remaining one, and they had to go in and scrape it, and now I only have one.
Mm.
You mean the one that had one wrapped around it eventually had to be removed?
No, it's still there. They had to go in. It had a hernia on it. They had to go in and scrape it. I don't know much about it. I was about a year old when that happened.
Yeah. But didn't whoever did it tell your parents that, you know, this is not going to affect fertility or is it, what is it in a guy?
Testosterone. Yeah, fertility. Testosterone. You'll be fine. You'll be fine now. I mean, it something, you know, needs to be watched. You develop normally. You have normal hair, normal growth, that kind of thing, right? Normal stature. Yeah. Relax.
But nobody ever said anything about whether it would affect anything like that.
It shouldn't.
Ask your parents.
Can't guarantee it won't, but it shouldn't, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like for a long time since high school?
No, we've been, I graduated a half year early, but we've been dating for about a year now.
All right. Well, good luck. You going to college?
No.
Okay. Why'd you bother graduating early?
What happened was I got kicked out of regular school. And I ended up going to a continuation where I had the opportunity to graduate.
Forget it. Continue. My sister went to one of those things. It's like you call your teachers by their first name and you smoke. So here's the big rules for continuation school. Listen, kids, you need to use the coffee cans with the sand in them to put out the cigarettes, okay? It's very strict over there. You go to school from 11 to about 1 in the afternoon. You spend 2 hours smoking and doing nothing.
Hey, before we hear the song, I didn't finish my thought of the Mary-Kate thing. Let me just finish it. I don't understand why people don't look at this thing as a sort of a more positive.
Sure, it's
kids
great.
Had a very stressful life. She has a problem. She's taking care of it.
That's right.
What?
Is it drugs or is it eating disorder?
I have no idea.
Well, Drew, what are you doing for a living? You understand, I'm a builder. That's what I do for a living. I mean, I can tell you, you know, these apartments that fell down during the big earthquake in 94, I can tell you that it was, you know, catastrophic failure, the piers and the masonry that was going on. I know. That's my field of expertise.
When you can't observe what has gone wrong.
That's right. I make my business. You understand?
Man, because when you talk like that, I don't even know
because
you.
Because when I don't and I turn a blind eye, that's when people die. Okay. That's when we lose people, all right? I wish I had the luxury of just putting my head in the sand like an ostrich, like you, Drew, and pretending that you know everything was just hunky dory. But I don't have that luxury. Huh? You worked with him for 3 months in Canada. He said nothing.
They didn't. I can only go by what information I've got.
All right, buddy. So I guess they just have to get a big windbreaker made up that says I'm doing cocaine in order for Dr. Drew to understand. All right. Got to get that windbreaker. Any certain color?
And by the way,
yeah.
If I had seen behaviors that suggested it, I'd be speculating. I didn't see anything like that.
You didn't see anything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously you weren't partying with them.
No, I wasn't partying with them.
You got to get on the inside.
I asked them if they were cool.
And they looked at you as the man, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Song.
Yell card. Yeah, let's hear a song. You ready?
New single.
Yeah, new single. You ready, Chris? Yeah? This one's called Only One. card, everybody. Second single off the CD, Ocean Avenue, going to platinum, maybe before the night is through. Pete and Ben here.
Thanks to you guys.
These guys are from Florida, and so it's time to play a very quick round of Germany or Florida. And let's go.
Germany
to,
or Florida.
First, ask Aria.
Aria.
Was he interested in professional sports?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Did you ever want to be a professional athlete?
Yeah, I'm 6'4", so, like, I've been wanting to be a basketball player forever. It's always been a dream, but I never actually...
Do you play basketball?
Played basketball.
Yeah, but not, like, good. I'm horrible at basketball, but, yeah.
The size thing.
Okay. All right, sign to play Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
Okay. A student cut off his own penis and tongue after drinking an infusion of the latest drugs craze to sweep the world.
Hold on. I can barely understand you. Try to enunciate.
Student cut off his own penis and tongue.
After drinking an infusion of the latest drugs craze to sweep the world. The 18-year-old drank a tea made with the hallucinogenic angel's trumpet plant. His mother said he was behaving normally the whole day until he left the house and disappeared in the garden for a couple of minutes. Hmm. When he returned to the house, he was wearing a towel wrapped around him and was bleeding heavily from the mouth and between his legs. And the emergency doctor who arrived from a few minutes later said the student had cut off his own penis and tongue with the garden shears and it was impossible to reattach the organs.
Oh, or they did, but they got him in the wrong order.
Yeah.
And had the penis hanging out of his mouth and the tongue between his legs, which I think the ladies would die.
What was the drink he made?
What?
Hallucinogenic, kind of a tea, some sort of plant tea.
All right, and it couldn't be reattached.
No.
So, Germany or Florida?
Gentlemen?
It's a tough one.
Not really.
I mean, based on a...
I guess it is.
You got this one. I was filling out this. I'm gonna have to say Germany.
Germany?
That's just what I'm going to have to say.
True.
I'm going Germany.
You're going Germany. Yeah, I was thinking Germany, too.
I'll tell you why. Emergency doctor arrived on the scene. That doesn't happen in Florida.
Aria, we're all going Germany.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah!
I just wanted to say I love Yellow Card, and I went to the show on Friday.
Which show was Friday? What was Friday?
Fullerton.
The 8 o'clock at night closing the Warped Tour set?
Germany.
Yeah.
Thanks
Fullerton,
so much.
Fullerton, Germany.
That was a big deal for us closing the Warped Tour in L.A.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Aria.
Beautiful, wow.
Thank you.
Aria, but Aria talks like he got his tongue cut out.
Yeah, when people get in these psychotic states, I've seen them cut their junk off.
They go right for the junk.
They go for the junk. The tongue is not a common thing, but cutting the junk off is
a
common thing.
Yeah. And to me, the only excuse to cut the junk off is to perform oral on yourself.
But there's something...
I mean, that to me, that's the only logical... If there is a logical reason to do it, that's the only logical...
The biology of that part of the body, aside from why your limbs seem to gravitate there, Adam, but like when guys males come out of coma, they start handling their junk, first thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's as though there's some sort of... the biology drives the energy.
And second brain.
And when kids get traumatized, their hand just goes down there.
They start self stimulating.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a rosary bead that has a nut sack on the bottom of it. It gives you something to rub.
When the brain isn't working right.
And
also,
I mean that with all due respect to the Catholics.
He has an energy that needs to be detached from. They cut it off. You know, they'll rip it off.
Let's take a yellow card here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Drew and I are going to rub our junk. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Yellow card in the hizzy tonight. And I'll tell you what we're going to do, Drew.
What's that, Adam?
I'm going to complain about my dad for 10 more minutes, and then we're going to call it a night. No, I'm going to... We're going to take some calls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's that time to take the calls.
All right, let's go. We got 3 more minutes. Let's go.
Let's take some calls. Jesse.
Yeah?
Female Jesse. On hold. And everybody, now first off, keep in mind, 60 minutes in an hour. I always thought there was 100 because it just makes sense, 100 minutes in an hour. But 60 minutes an hour. Guess how long Jesse has been on hold? 60 minutes in 1 hour. How long has Jesse been on hold?
In minutes.
For 110 minutes.
Getting warm.
128. 128. Wow. Go ahead, Jesse. Hurry. We only have a couple seconds.
Okay, I'm calling. I had a question, but first I'd like to say that Yellow Card, your song Way Away, like, I don't know what it is about that song, but, like, if I'm feeling really bad, I like to listen to it, and it makes me feel so much better.
Thanks. That's what it's there for.
Thank you guys for making it.
No worries. Thank Ryan, man. It's a deep song for us, too.
And I also have a question. Who is in the music video for Ocean Avenue and is wearing the red vest, like, jacket type thing?
That's Ryan, the lead singer.
Oh.
He's one who
not writes. The lead singer, but he's, like, a guitar player in the background.
Is that you?
I was wearing a black jacket with the long hair, but you only see me for, like, 2 milliseconds in that video.
That was you?
I think so.
Yeah, you don't see you very much in that music video.
Yeah,
but
it's not me.
Jesse, really? You're about to hold for 128 minutes.
You want to talk about Yellow Card? It's okay.
You're wearing the down vest.
What's up?
I have a question. You guys say that, like, both bipolar diseases run in families.
Yeah, it has a genetic.
I was adopted, so I don't know exactly for sure if I would be able to have it, but my mom that adopted me had pretty much adopted me since I was a baby, because I can't remember. I was like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
But she had bipolar disease, and she committed suicide a few years ago, and I don't know if I'm susceptible to bipolar disease or...
But, Jesse, you didn't get any genetic heritage from her.
Yeah. And, by the way, the band just toasted your mother's suicide, by the way. Oh. It was like...
what was that all about, guys?
She committed suicide? I'll drink to that.
Totally our own little thing going on here. Thanks for calling us out.
The band always toasts suicide. That's their thing.
So, Jesse, how could you inherit something from somebody you're not biologically related to?
What I'm saying is, like, did it rub off on me, like, for being around it's
certainly
all my life?
The trauma of having somebody you care about commit suicide and be unpredictable, as often bipolar patients can be, will have an effect on you, but it doesn't translate into you then becoming bipolar.
And oftentimes, and being adopted and being given up for adoption.
Has an impact as well. These are more issues of trauma.
Therapy, and a little more therapy.
And that you're aware of it. That's good that you're...
It's good that you're asking the questions. Yeah. Jose?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
You're 5'8", you're 230. You want to lose some weight?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You eating right?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm playing football right now, so I can, like, burn it off and stuff. But I've been eating less lately.
Yeah. You Latino brother?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, Jose, I'm going with your Mexican, yes?
Yes.
All right. Phone's out. He's gone. Phone's... No, he's not gone. The phone cuts out. Which is
high carb.
Yeah. Jose.
Yeah, I hear you.
Too much corn tortillas. Yeah. Got to take it easy on that.
Okay.
You got to just go with the more protein, less
more
carbs.
More protein, less fat, less carbohydrate, and less calorie.
I'll tell you one thing I love about the Mexicans. So I saw my electrician, Jose. He's got his little son, Jose. What's his name?
Gordo.
And he's yelling at him, Gordo, go out to the van, get some LBs and some 3/16 brackets. It's essentially you calling fat. It's Gordo. It's like if it was a white electrician and his 13-year-old son, it'd be like, hey, fat! It's not even like, I work with another Mexican guy called his kid Bota Queso, which was great. It was a ball of cheese, which is nice. But listen, you're fat. They call you fat. They don't call you husky. They don't call you big butt. They don't call you like melon head. They just fat. Literally, kid's name is fat. All right. Take a little break. Hey, Gordo! We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's it, everybody. Where'd the time go? Yellow Card, everybody.
Good conversation, man.
Yeah. Good friends, times. Good conversation.
We had
good times.
You know, questions ourselves. So.
Yeah.
We didn't bring enough suicide into this stuff for you guys to really enjoy it.
That's so messed up because it was so...
Let's see if they...
We did not mean to do that.
I drink to that.
My stepdad. You guys don't...
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We'll take ourselves a little extendo break. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us again, guys.
We'll see you soon. Thank you very much. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, cheers. Mahalo. 7 grams is 2 8-balls, you idiot.
Dude, I'm Mexican. I know these people.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.